Blog Talk Radio.
You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Okay, I'm going to go ahead and put mine out there. This is Walter. How you doing, Adam? How you doing,
Walter? Patty? Walter! I know this is all about love, Patty. Okay. That's not open. They're resistant to change and transformation and taking the steps that you need to take.
I don't want to do that. You just said I'm resistant. That's exactly what's going on.
That's what I'm seeing. I'm seeing romance. I'm seeing new beginning. And I'm seeing
romance,
a job
wow.
really soon. So I'll turn it over to Adam.
Hi, Adam.
Tanisha, do you have a 15 or 16-year-old?
Yes, I do. I have 15-year-olds.
Am I seeing that correctly?
You are, actually. I actually had a realtor come to the house this week. I've been in limbo with a work situation forever.
I'm getting that the move is definitely going to give you exactly what you want, a fresh start. And I'm not. It's not only just a fresh start, but it looks like that move would be a good place for you to create this business. This is the situation of what it is. Remain objective and remain in your higher state, coming from your higher abundant self. Helen, go ahead. Do you have a question to follow for Patsy?
Well, actually, it was a validation. I was going to tell her that about 6 or 7 weeks ago, you read for me and you said, you're going into a lucky period. You should play the lottery. And I did play the lottery, and I won $1,000. So when you
No way!
Wow.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of the Raise Your Vibration Weekly Conversation. I am your host, Adam from Adam, and I am excited to be back on the air another Friday night, another lovely day on Earth, another moment, another sacred moment where something sacred is at stake. And we are excited to be back on the air with you. And thank you, first of all, for sharing your Friday night with us. And I am happy to be joined by my lovely soul sidekick and spiritual mentor and partner, Patsy Aguero. Good evening, Patsy. How's it going?
Good evening, Adam, and good to all our listeners tonight. I hope everyone's having a divine experience. How's your week been, Adam?
Patsy, it's been an amazing week. I have an amazing opportunity that was presented at me, and I don't want to give too much information away, but let's just say that January, come 2016, Patsy, we are going to be rocking and rolling with some programs and some courses and some meetups, because the group that me and you have been a part of over the past year, the Raise Your Vibration Meetup group that most of this radio show is broadcast to, we have found our own space, Patsy, that the opportunity came earlier this summer, and we applied for it, and we got approved, and we'll be moving in our new meeting space in January. And I found out that news this week, Patsy, and I've just been overly excited and just amazing, overwhelmed with gratitude and appreciation for how everything was divinely put in order so that we can be able to really move forward in the vision of offering all the spiritual support services that we can to help people raise their vibration. So, Patsy, that was the highlight of my week. It was amazing. It's just been fun. It's just really been fun, just life in general. Like, I'm having a time of my life, Patsy, here in Atlanta, Georgia, and I've gotten through some really, really tough months. From August and September and October and July, and I've gotten over those issues, and I've raised my vibration. And, Patsy, I am really happy, and I can honestly say I love my life, every area of it. Thank you, God.
Oh, my God.
So anyway, Patsy, that's been my week. It's been a week where I've just been saying every day I love my life. And it's been a long time since I could fully say I love my life in every area. So I'm just really thankful this week. How about you?
Well, why don't you tell me how you really feel? It's awesome. So awesome. And I'm so glad to hear you in that space. And joy is possible any second. And you've just proven that any second we can change. You know, change your thought, move a muscle, change your thought, you know? It's always there for
because,
us.
Because, look, I when we first applied for that space this summer, it was July, and I did not hear anything. Matter of fact, I didn't get the space. I mean, that's the blessing. I guess I need to go ahead and tell the full story. We actually were denied the space, Patsy, and we didn't get offered the space we applied for. But I got a phone call back saying, we're not going to offer you that space. We're going to go with a group that we feel is more aligned and that we really want to support their vision. But we also want to support your vision, so we're going to make another space for your group to have. So that was why it was such a high and such an amazing thing, and because I had to have a lot of faith, and things did not look so great come August, October, but I just kept moving forward and kept believing the best and knowing that whatever the vision that God has given me, somehow it will come to pass. The how is not my problem. All I have to do is say yes. And it was some testing, and there still are some tests that we've got to overcome. But because I've overcome that test, I might now know that all whatever comes in the future, I'll just surrender again and wait for my faith to guide me through it. So, yeah, Patsy, I am. It's beautiful. It's a beautiful thing
that you can just
sit back and just trust God and just
and this
let your
space
faith handle
it. This is where we've had the other big psychic event.
Yep, this is that same space.
Awesome. Awesome. Okay.
So, yeah,
so
where we have the summer. Come again?
Is it going to be? Are you not going to tell us where it is? Tell everybody? Is it going to be
a
secret?
Thank you, Patsy. We'll be permanently moving into our own classroom space in the Little Fopwood Community Center come January the 1st. We'll be offering spiritual mentoring. We'll be offering classes and courses. A whole lot of amazing things will be offered. And you can find out more information by following us at spiritandprogress.com, spiritandprogress.com. For more information about what we'll be offering coming January. So get ready. It's going to be an awesome year, 2016. So, yeah, thank you, Pastor, for allowing me to tell everybody that we'll be meeting in Little Five Points Community Center in Atlanta, Georgia. So it's going to be awesome.
All right, is that actually going to be on January 1st, which is Friday, right?
Well, that's when we'll move in officially. So we'll I want to have an opening that day and set some things up. And I'm praying some programs and stuff like that. So it's going to be amazing.
Awesome.
So definitely probably have something happening on that day.
Okay. Well, you know.
So what's
I love you.
Happening with you?
Well, what's going on with me, and I love hearing your news. I'm so excited about it. You know, Adam and I have been hanging out for a few years together, and we've been able to share our growth with each other both. The real positive things and the negative things we've been able to share with each other, but neither one of us have lost the faith. You know, we have a buddy system that we hang on to, which we encourage everyone to do, to have spiritual mentors with each other and share your joy with each other just as much as you share your disappointment, and we can help each other. And that's what it's all about. It's about us spreading compassion to each other. This week, I had a really good week. I've been a little bit off balance, and I think it's because I just a major, major project, and I'm ready to step into another one. I have to be aware not to take on too much. I am putting on a big psychic event here in Florida on the 19th of December, which we're doing intuitive drawings and intuitive readings. So we're doing the artistic expression, the physical artistic expression. We have demos of that, and then it's going to be a hands-on thing that people are going to do here in Gulfport, Florida, and then we'll have 5 readers. So we're spreading the word, but in the midst of all that, I've been excited and full of joy and wonderful. And then all of a sudden, nobody has done anything, but my thoughts went to a couple of people that aggravate the crap out of me, okay? And when I let those thoughts go to those people, my joy was stolen, and I blamed it on them. Now, neither one of them called me. Neither one of them came to my house. I didn't see them, but in my mind's eye, I created this whole story, you know, about how these people always aggravate me when I think about them, and they weren't even doing anything. It just was free floating anxiety. And so then I started thinking about people in our lives. You know, I call them spiritual vampires, that they just suck your energy. You know, they do. We will develop an energy leak, and they're sucking our energy. Or I call them wounded souls. You know, here they're walking around like the living dead, and they just, you know, suck it out of me. And so what I do is I'll think about that person, and maybe they made a mistake once or twice, but then I'll build a whole case around it in my mind. And it's kind of like catching a butterfly, you know, or finding a dead butterfly and pinning it on the wall. And the butterfly can never move again because you've totally pinned it on the wall and kept it still in your mind. That's where it is. And so if somebody acts like the jerk at a party one or two times, then my mind will make a pattern and say, okay, this guy is a jerk or this girl's a jerk or an idiot. And here I am judging it. And the minute I step into judgment of another person, I step into fear. I'm totally out of love. I'm totally out of joy. Now, my goal is to stay in love and stay in joy and stay in compassion. But the minute I'll let my mind wander that way, I'll go down that dark road. And, you know, I do want to tell a little right now, and it's about a minister that every week he'll get up and he'll preach this sermon. And finally, one parishioner got enough nerve to say, Pastor, you know, I hate to be rude, but it's almost every week you preach that same sermon. And that pastor said, well, I'm going to keep preaching it until y'all get it. And that's how I feel about our program. You know, our program is based on seeking the truth and staying in love. And we preach it and we talk about it. And I talk about it every week, but in a different way. It's the same story. It all leads back to God.
Yeah.
And to
being
in the light. And so I saw, and I always feel that I'll get a signal from the universe. So when I saw that I was getting real aggravated and real worked up and everything, I just said, stop. And I asked God to help me. And I opened my eyes, and I get this magazine. It's a Buddhist magazine called Tricycle. And on the back of the magazine was a lot of words, but the main sentence I saw was, move the needle. And I started thinking about last week's talk about the compass and the compass needle. And, you know, we can shift our needle and we can shift it how we want, depending how we turn our spiritual compass. And I can turn it back so it's pointing back to our spiritual goal or my spiritual goal. And so then the situation can change. And I turn my attention towards thought that I like thinking rather than thoughts that are making me miserable. So shift happens. And I know there's only two things that everything boils down to. Either I'm living in love or I'm living in fear. And only love heals. And I'm real clear about that. Only love heals. And there was that old Beatles song that used to say, all we need is love. Dun, 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 dun. It was pretty funny. But that's all we need, is to keep that compass pointed at love. And thinking about God or spirit, or whatever it is you call your higher power, excuse me, is nothing but pure, pure love. And so that's all I've been sending out to those people that aggravate me. And believe me, I know that I'm going to get off kilter. That's just the nature of human beings. But the thing that I have learned to get back on it, and I read something today about it, because when these things happen, I start looking to find solutions. And one of the solutions is to just be mindful. Look at what makes you feel comfortable. Look at what makes you feel uncomfortable. You know, what can I do to open up to be more compassionate, to be more loving? And what can I do to celebrate the aspects of other people that is impossible for me before to celebrate? You know, there has to be a shift, and the shift will come permanently if we continue to soften our ways of thinking and to turn up the compassion and turning toward God. So that's what I would like to talk about tonight, you know, about how can you spread compassion, you know? How can you stop blaming somebody for stealing your joy, you know, and make the shift? What about you, Adam?
That's a great question, Patsy. That's a really great question. And it has been one of my practices that I've sought to really put forth and apply is trying to project love and compassion to individuals whom I feel have somehow offended me. You talked about energy vampires and whatever they may be going through, whether they're leaking energy leaks or just wounded, and trying to keep a healthy sense of compassion with wisdom has been my struggle. So I go to extremes where I either find myself in judgment of the individual. If I'm not in judgment, I go to the up extreme where I'm overly trying to be too compassionate and enabling them and not really helping them, but allowing them to suck even more life out of me and bringing me down and me trying to help them out. And what I've been trying to stay is that middle. Stay in that middle where I can hold them in love without judging them, but I also can hold them and act accordingly to them in wisdom where I'm not allowing their leak and their hole and their bad energy to totally come in and disrupt my flow and disrupt my assignment and my purpose. And it's been taking a lot of balance. And sometimes I may, even with thoughts about people, how you were saying those individuals weren't even in your space, that you didn't even talk to them, but their thoughts. So sometimes I may have thoughts where I need to tell the truth about a person and say, you know what, this person really is negative. So I go to the extreme. I may overly criticize them or vilify them. And then the other extreme is me not really seeing and telling the honest truth and say, this person really doesn't have my best interest. This person really doesn't value my time. So stay in that balance where you want to respect the person, where you want to be able to honor them as a child of God. You want to be able to honor their hurt, honor their wound, but you want to do so with the balance of compassion and wisdom. And, Patsy, that's the lesson and the class that I've been enrolled in, and I haven't got all A's in it. I don't even have B's in it, you know. But it's something that I'm constantly learning how to do, is how to stay in that middle ground of having compassion and wisdom without going to that extreme of judging them and talking about them and vilifying them, or the other extreme where I'm just giving in to that negativity and making them become the worst vampire. And it's a struggle. But what I do to help me stay in that space is I always want to guide myself by the word honesty. Am I being really honest with them and who in the space I'm being as I'm dealing with them? And as I begin to apply those five levels of truth-telling that Neil Donald Walsh first introduced me to in some of his books, Conversation with God theory that he wrote, it's those five levels of truth-telling where he encourages us to always want to tell the truth to ourselves about ourselves. And for me, sometimes in dealing with those people past, I have to tell myself, I'm drained from this person, or I'm not feeling good, or I don't like that person. And then the second truth is we got to tell ourselves the truth about that person to ourselves. You know, this person is, sometimes it may be, this person is really innocent, Adam. They have nothing that offended you. And then sometimes the truth about them I must tell myself is that, you know what, this person is not innocent. They are actually very, very negative, and they don't have other people's best interests. And then that's the first two levels. So it's telling the truth to yourself about how you're feeling, and then telling the truth to yourself about what's really going on with the other person. And then you can tell the truth to that person or be truthful to them. That's the third level. And so I try to apply those steps of truth-telling and honesty to myself first, and then I can be able to act more of a balance of compassion and wisdom. But without that truth-telling, Patsy, I go to all the extremes. I'm either judging the individual and vilifying them and not giving any understanding, or I'm going to the other extreme where I'm letting them just walk all over me and just drain and suck me dry and just enabling them to be more of a vampire. But I'm learning to find that balance of being compassionate with wisdom without going to the extreme. And I noticed that most of us in this line of work, or people who are called to heal or be a light worker or be there for the people, they find themselves going to any of those extremes. Either they're too compassionate with no wisdom, and they're enabling people to continue to take advantage of them and just drain them dry, or they go quickly into judgmental mode and just write that person off and don't have anything to do with them. Patsy, what extreme do you find yourself at the most? Or how do you find yourself with growing and evolving out of those extremes into a middle ground?
Well, I think we're on the same page when you said that about the honesty, you know, because in any situation, and it's interesting we're saying this, is because that's the first step in Alcoholics Anonymous. The first step is I am powerless over fill in the blank. And we're all powerless over other people. We can't control other people. So when I stop dead in my tracks and I say, I'm powerless over this person, and my life has become unmanageable, or my life has become unbearable, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Then I say, well, what is the truth here? I'm powerless. But the truth is, you know, I'm standing on 2 feet now. I'm breathing beautiful air. I have a roof over my head. I start looking around and seeing what the physical truth is about me, if I have enough money to eat, if I have enough friends around me. You know, I just start naming things. And this is the season of Thanksgiving. You know, this is a season of this time, and also autumn, that we're looking back at things, you know, and taking account of what's been going on and stuff like that to shed a lot of this stuff to begin a new year. And when I can start doing that, I just almost have to start laughing and say, you're such a silly woman, you know, your life is better than none, you know. And I have been in dark places, but I've always survived. God has not dropped me one moment. God has not moved away from me. I moved away from God. But as long as I can do what you said about being really honest and stand where my feet are, then I can get into that spiritual place through meditation and prayer. So that's
beautiful.
What's happening
beautiful.
To me, you know. Yeah. And I'd love to hear what these other people have to say.
Yeah, I'm ready to jump on the lines and find out from our callers where they stand in that middle and how they maintain a middle balance. And also, as we get into the conversation, Pastor, we can offer them some intuitive energy reading. Are you ready to get into that?
I certainly am.
All right, Pastor, well, our first caller, the last four digits are 2117. Caller, the last four digits, 2117, you're live on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, my name is Teray. I'm calling from Chicago.
Hey, Teray from Chicago.
Did you say Trey?
Teray.
How do you spell that?
T-A-R-E with a hyphen on the E.
Oh, my God, how beautiful is that? So I bet you're
thank
cold
you.
Up in right now.
Yes, it's snowing right now.
Oh, my God, I don't want to tell you I'm in 80-degree weather.
No, it was just in 80-degree weather yesterday in Orlando, and now I'm in the snow. So
oh, my God.
I'm pretty excited about it.
Well, we're glad you're on the air. And how do you stand your own ground when you get into these kind of crazy places that we make judgments about other people and feel that we're in some kind of negative space?
It's a struggle, I must say, but I just try to look back at the situation and see what am I supposed to learn from the situation. Or try to look at the person and see what they're doing and try to reflect upon myself and see if or how in any way I do the same thing in any area and just try to learn and grow from the situation.
Yeah, being the observer. That's really good. Looking at these cards that I just pulled, the card that I pulled for you, it's very interesting that when you said how do you do this is because this card that I pulled is called dispersion, and this card is about how it's real important, you know, to in order for us to unify, we need to scatter first and let everything go. Okay, we need to dissolve any kind of rigidity that's in us, you know, whether we brought it on ourselves by making a judgment about somebody or we've you know, somebody else, some external situation aggravated us and we made a judgment. And the effect is the same. What we do is get cut off from our natural flow, okay? And then when we get cut off from our natural flow, we feel lost and we've lost our balance and we lost our harmony. And it takes some time to get it back together. So it's interesting that in order to dissolve rigidity, we have to kind of be a little warm up to ourselves, a little softer, but it doesn't mean we have to do it with a blowtorch, okay, because the heat is too much. So not to be intolerable of other people, but to kind of slowly start letting some of that stuff go, start looking at a pattern that you might have had about placing blame on somebody, you know, and then immediately pull the plug on it and start seeing your part in it, or how can you be strong enough to withdraw. And so what I'm getting from this reading for you, in order for you to disperse some of these things that might steal some of your energy, it's asking you to be, like you said, just be the observer, just back out. You don't have to engage in anything. You don't have to confront anybody. Just be, you know, practice equanimity, practice just being mindful. And I think that a lot of the stuff that you've come up with is going to melt away. So that's what I drew for you, and I'm going to turn it over to Adam and hope you stay very bundled up this weekend.
All right, thank you so much.
You're welcome. All right, Adam. He's probably got his sound turned off. That's what he does sometimes.
You know, I did, Patsy, have that sound turned off, and then I keep forgetting to put my mic back on. But what I found for our friend was that I pulled three cards, and this Queen of Cups reverse is really speaking of the past 2 to 3 weeks, really showing you in an emotional state of almost just being overwhelmed by your emotions. And I don't know if you are a water sign, but there was a lot of water energy over you the past 2 weeks that kept you really just not feeling like you were on solid ground with your life, or grounded or standing flat. Just really being overwhelmed I'm going to use the word overly sensitive. Because when I see a Queen of Cups reverse, that's a lot of what I hear and I feel, is showing you being really oversensitive to a lot of different areas and situations happening in your life in the past. And this is related to the past 2 weeks or 3 weeks ago. But now it looks like you've kind of allowed those things to pass through you. You're not taking them so personal anymore. And you're really putting forth the effort to do the work that you came here to do. And it looks like you've almost embodied this enemy's necessary attitude. And I want to tell you that you're about to collapse some patterns. You're about to have a breakthrough in the area of your financial stability because of some things that have happened and transpired within the last 3 to 4 weeks. And you just want to really continue to stay in that space of I am in control, and I'll do whatever I have to do to move forward, and not being so driven by your emotional feelings or sensitiveness. And I don't know if it's emotional feelings, it's just a lot of sensitivity to your environment, sensitivity to other people, that is actually, it's a gift, but it's coming up as a weakness because it's allowing you to seek to be more comfortable than to seek to do what that needs to be done. And that addiction to comfortability is really beginning to is blocking a lot of opportunities for you to do what you need to do. But I see you growing and evolving out of that. Like, even in this past week and a half, I've seen it looks like you've been growing out of that. And so something's about to shift and transform for you within the next 2 to 3 weeks and moving into 2016. So I want to tell you, whatever you're doing, whatever new attitude you have about not seeking to be too comfortable, but being okay being uncomfortable, being okay with being outside your comfort zone, or doing things that you may feel uncomfortable initially, whatever decision you made to do that, stick to it, because it's going to have a huge and amazing payoff for you. Okay?
Awesome. Yes. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us.
Thanks. Have an awesome evening.
Thank you. Good. Have a good weekend.
All right. Let's go to our next caller. And the last four digits are 7. It's 40. I'm so confused right now. Okay, here we go. The last four digits are 4033. Caller with the last four digits, 4033, you're live on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Heather. I'm calling from Las Vegas.
Hey, how are you this evening?
Good. How are you?
Good. Good. So tell us about when you feel there's a spiritual vampire around you. How are you dealing with those situations?
I just avoid them altogether.
And you have the power to do that?
I run for the hills. I avoid people like that.
So that's how you keep your peace and tranquility, Heather?
Yeah, I kind of hold myself up and that's it. So
good for you. Well, I pulled a card for you, and this card is very interesting because this is all about traveling. And what I see, this is about, it could be traveling pretty near or it could be traveling pretty far. But it's all about change in your life right now. And usually when we go through changes, because life is nothing but changes, we feel extremely vulnerable, okay? So when you're into breaking new ground, no matter how prepared you think you are, you know, life is going to happen. There's going to be all kinds of challenges and things like that. So what this card is saying to me, or what Spirit is saying, how I interpret this, is for you to don't judge. You know, wherever you are, try not to judge what's going on around you. Like that saying, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. And to try to stay very flexible, okay, and very courteous, and just be the observer. Be the observer. Not so much as running away, but just to observe, okay? Be like the hawk, you know, the hawk that once you get a different perspective, once you get a lot higher, you can see things more clearly. So what my suggestion is, to know that life is just a journey, okay, and to just try to be, as you're watching, just try to adapt to where you are rather than saying, you know, well, when I do it this way, or I think it's better if you did this. Just adapt to where you are. Try to put yourself in other people's, walk in their shoes, and just be the observer. And I think you're coming to a major time of change. So I think this is going to be a little life raft for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good, good. Okay, I'm going to turn you over to Mr. Adam, if he doesn't have his microphone turned off.
I have it on. I have it on. I'm being more aware of this time. Well, it looks like I am seeing definitely the transition and change happening, and it's happening in regards to a relationship with an individual that's coming up with a lot of masculine energy. I'm not sure if this is a romantic partnership or a marriage, but there is an individual who came up very strongly, and it looks like there's been just a lot of back and forth, not being able to get on the same page. And even though you have tried and tried and tried, I feel like you're maybe reaching to a point where you're just like, you don't know if you want to work towards this relationship anymore. And I don't know if this is not coming up overwhelmingly romantic. It could even be like a boss or someone you work with. But what it looks like is it's just time for you to really, just like Patsy suggested, become the observer and maybe step back from trying to fix or trying to make it work. But just step back and be an observer and just let the relationship naturally, organically heal or separate or whatever it needs to do on its own accord. Because whatever energy you keep bringing to it, it's causing even more kind of frustration or chaos. But I do feel like in time, there is going to be a major healing. The potential for a major reconciliation, major healing, a major sense of union and realization of a union between the two of you all will happen once you have that ability to step back and be the observer of it without so much trying to get the person to call or find out what they're doing, but just kind of letting things naturally happen on their own. So I would encourage you to get ready for that shift, be the observer, and definitely when it comes, if this is the relationship that I'm seeing, and if this is applicable to you, the energy I'm picking up, if this is your reading, then I would say really just trust that everything is in divine order and you don't have to you don't have to take things in your control and try to control this person's behavior or your own. Just let the universe continue to heal and keep this relationship evolving to what it's going to be. Okay?
That's amazing. Thank you. That is
right,
exactly
I
what
makes
I told
sense
about.
To you.
That's
okay,
my partner.
Well, perfect. Well, praise God. Praise God. I'm glad
and
I can help you with that.
We have a son together, and the harder I try to make things work, the worse things get. And it's gotten to the point where he handed me papers for court for custody already, and he's flip-flopping on whether he's taking me to court or not. So...
Wow.
That's what I was calling about. And, you know, I love him to death, but, you know, it's gotten to the point that, like you say, the harder I try, the worse things are getting. So maybe I just have to let go and let God for a while. I'm just amazed that you picked up on that clearly.
Got him again.
Okay.
Well, I hope you have a wonderful night, Heather. And
that was an amazing reading. Thank you both.
You're welcome. Have an amazing Thanksgiving.
Thank you, too. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. I'm back, everybody. I had some accidental technical difficulties. Are we still there?
Yeah, we're here.
I'm still here. Yep.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for sharing your Friday night with us, and thank you for sharing your feedback, and I hope that reading gave you some insight and hopefully brought you some opportunity to have a better, blessed opportunity in the future. So keep the faith, my dear. Stay as the observer, okay?
Yep, thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Patsy, let's move on to our next caller, and the last four digits are 9494. Caller, the last four digits, 9494. You're live and on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from? Caller, the last four digits, 9494. You're live and on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from? All right, we're going to skip on down to our next caller. Okay, call the last four digits, 7177. You're live and on the air. What's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Samantha and I'm calling from Atlanta.
Hello, Samantha. How are you?
Hi. I'm great. How are you?
I'm so glad you called in. Tell me, Samantha, what do you do when you feel that your joy is being stolen from you?
I tend to mirror people. I give them what I feel like I'm getting, which is not a good thing because sometimes I could be picking up on something different. But I tend to give what I get. So, yeah.
So is that something you want to change in yourself?
It is because I think a lot of times I find myself overanalyzing a situation
mm-hmm.
where, you know, someone is not nearly thinking about what I'm thinking. So because I'm feeling a certain way, I act upon it, and I do want to change that.
Well, you know, it's all in your own power. So we had a lot of good, interesting input from different people tonight, so maybe you can take heed to some of that.
Definitely.
I'm looking at this card, you know, that I pulled for you. It's very interesting when you were talking. This is about being part of a group. Are you contemplating now, or have you just joined some kind of organization or some kind of group?
Yeah, yes.
And so what this is telling me, this is coming up for me, is it's real important for you to take a back seat at the beginning in order to maintain, you know, the harmony of the group, just to there again to be the observer. But it's real important for everybody to take a responsibility for their part in this group, okay, like equal parts. It's just like a school of fish. Every one of them has to agree to swim with the other ones in order for the whole movement and the safety of the group. But I have a feeling once you get the hang of that and you learn to listen to other people's views and not make a judgment about that and not mirror theirs, but just observe it, that you're going to be floating almost to a leadership position, okay? I think it's coming out of this group that you're in. And in this leadership position, there's a lot of responsibility. But I think that you have the ability to be compassionate with other people, to listen to their views. And I think you're just naturally going to start taking more of a central role in this group, okay? So you have really unique capacity to have a leadership position there, even though you haven't probably really actualized it right yet, but it's there. So don't, if that opportunity arises, don't shy away from it, you know. So this is a time for all that time that you've watched and you've supported others, that you're going to be able to guide people through it. Is this something that you might want to participate in a leadership role?
Yes.
Awesome.
Yes.
Awesome. Well, it's a big opportunity that's being presented to you now, whether you have seen it yet, but it's already there. As far as I'm concerned, you're already in the leadership position. But keep your eyes open, and I think you're going to make a really good leader. So I think 2016 is going to be pretty amazing for you. So,
interesting. Wow.
Yeah, count your blessings on this one, Samantha. And maybe I'll see you at the first of the year. I'll be in Atlanta about that time. So maybe we'll
okay.
meet up. All right,
we'll
sweetie.
Look
forward
to it.
Have a good Thanksgiving. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Adam.
Well, for Samantha, I'm seeing definitely, I want to emphasize this, there's this energy that showed up in my reading of really letting go of any personal kind of goals or interest and just going with the flow and trusting that the universe is leading you to the right position and the right work and the right career. Everything is just leading naturally, just kind of like let your hands off the wheel and put it on cruise control. And this reading is given, is showing up that you are having a lot of struggle and been really hard with putting the life or putting everything on cruise control and just letting your hands off the wheel and letting things unfold as where they're going to be at. But also, I didn't just get in the area of career work. That came up first, and I just wanted to reinforce it because Patsy also saw it. But I'm also seeing it when it comes to relationship and personal relationship. It's really look like you're really going to be really, really tried and put through maybe some emotional blender almost. But the thing is, you are going to have to let your hands off that wheel and just trust that whatever happening is happening. Whatever's happening in you and whatever's happening outside of you. You can't control your emotional response. All you can control is your thoughts about your emotional response. You can't judge yourself. You can't judge other people. But you're going to have to just be able to just back off and just trust that everything is flowing in a divine order. But it looks like you're really going to be tested and challenged in these next 2 to 3 weeks. But it's really all to really, really lead to a very beautiful and harmonious ending and giving you really the life of your dreams, and not just career but in relationship. But there is a little bit of learning how to release control of how to maybe jump in and guide the direction of different things in your life, and also releasing the control of how you're responding inside. You may not like the way your natural instincts respond, whether it may be sadness or anger or frustration, whatever uncomfortable emotion, you're going to have to be there with that emotion without judging it and just let it choose to have respond to it in love to yourself. This is a time for you to choose to love yourself and not judge yourself for how you're feeling. And it's not going to last long. And because it's not going to last long, it's going to be really intense, really quickly. You may be in the midst of it right now, but if you can just let go, let everything be on cruise control. Don't judge yourself. Don't judge other people. You are going to enter into a beautiful 2016, one that you've been waiting for about 3 to 4 years now. So I would encourage you to hang on, Samantha, and don't judge yourself. Like whatever feelings you're dealing with, whatever insecurities come up, don't judge them. Don't try to suppress them, but just allow them to pass through you like a cold or a fever passing through your body.
Wow,
okay,
you guys are amazing. amazing. You brought up something that's going on that I wasn't even thinking about, and it just brought it to fruition. Wow. Wow. Amazing.
Well,
thank you
God.
Very,
praise
very
God,
much.
Amanda. You're very welcome. Thank you so much for calling in and sharing your Friday night with us. We look forward to getting an update in the future from you.
Thank you, and I would definitely say a prayer for both of you tonight to keep blessing others. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Samantha. You're a sweetheart.
You have a great night. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye. All right. Let's go to our next caller, and the last four digits are 9494. Call the last four digits 9494. You're live and on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Okay. We're going to go to our next caller, and the last four digits are 3969. Caller with the last four digits, 3969. You're live on the air. What's your name, and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Shakira, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia also.
Hello, Shakira. Having a good evening.
Hi. It's great to hear from you guys. This is my first time dialing in, so I'm very excited.
I'm excited for you because I got some exciting stuff to tell you, because when Adam was dialing that, looking at that second number, I thought I pulled a card and I have something special to tell you. But before I go there, what do you do when you feel like somebody's stealing your joy?
Well, I've had a few experiences with that over the past years because I'm a very sensitive, almost, I don't know if I would call myself empathic, but I tend to feel sick when I'm around people who are sick, feel their symptoms, and I've always been very sensitive to my siblings and other people. So I tend to have to build a shell around myself. I sort of draw back and sort of go into my happy place. I've been a person who was really big into fantasy growing up, because of having a really hard childhood, so I would just go in my room and just daydream about the life I wanted or the things I wanted to do. So even as an adult, when things get a little stressful for me, I tend to retreat back into that type of space.
Well, I've got some good news for you, okay? It's time for you to kick off your shoes and dance, okay? It's food for your soul, especially if it's out of gratitude for being alive. Okay? So this card I drew for you, how it screams out nothing but grace. It's just an outpouring of love, and it's an expression of the beauty and the wonder in the world. So what I'm asking you is to be nothing but who you are. And do what you enjoy the most. And what's going on right now is, in our culture, you know, and a lot of ancient cultures have done this too, we revere these people that are exceptionally gifted, exceptionally beautiful as a manifestation of God's grace on earth, and we put them on this pedestal, and we call them stars, you know, movie stars and stars. And we revere their celebrity and their fame instead of just the individual qualities that they have. But, you know, to be a true star, you have to radiate from within. It's a radiation of well-being and a feeling at home with who you are, okay? And so this is what I feel, that your potential for stardom is starting to blossom right now, all right? It's your birthright. You know, regardless of your physical appearance, your social standing, whatever ability you have, no matter what it is, your inside is dying to shine, okay? So don't hide that talent under a bushel, okay? And, you know, the lotus blossom that you see on the head of the Buddha, the lotus blossom always appears in the muddiest of waters, okay? No matter what, these hard things that have happened in bad childhoods and stuff, this incredible, incredible darkness can transform you into a beauty, and I think you're coming into your beautiful lightness and your fragrance, and your consciousness is just ready to bloom. So
what I'm asking you is
to step into it, Shakira. Step into it. This is your time, baby girl.
I've been a little afraid because I've always felt very sensitive and like very conscious, and almost as if like sometimes I would be at work and I would think something and like and then it would happen. And so it sort of made me afraid because I grew up in a Baptist, very strong Baptist environment, and then my husband's family are Jehovah's Witnesses. So these are very strong, like traditional type religions, but I've always felt that I fit in more in a non-traditional spiritual environment. And so thank you so much, because this last, since August 27th, when I started a new job with a new boss who gave me a chance to branch into a new career of computer programming, it's like my life, I've started to take control of my health, I'm exercising, I'm eating better, and I'm feeling more and more free and sort of almost ready to sort of embrace that part of my spirituality.
Well, I got it. I got it clear. I feel like I'm in the presence of a goddess right now. So enjoy it and don't hide that talent and that beauty under a bushel. This is your time to really shine, but also spread it to other people. It's so important just to keep giving it away.
Okay.
You got it? Did you get it?
Hello?
Yes, I heard you, and everything you're saying is completely correct.
Well, good. I'm going to see what Mr. Adam has for you now. Go ahead, Adam.
Well, Shakira, I just want to echo what my dear friend Patsy said. And she said at the end of these last lines, she says, this is for you to share with other people and just turning up your spirituality. And other people came up in the reading I have for you. It's your husband and what looks like to be possibly a teenager, or it may not be a teenager, but I feel like it's a child of yours. And it came up with maybe someone I feel like it's at least two. You may have more people than that in your home, or you may not have a child. And there's two individuals whom are going to need for you to truly, truly love them and to try to be at your best. Your spiritual work, and I'm just trying to find the words how to say this, your spiritual work, Shakira, is going to really come from you being able to cooperatively support and lift up these two individuals without causing any type of unnecessary condemnation or pressure. As you change and grow, they may not be so readily changing and growing with you. And it's nothing for you to pity party with or wish they would be different or try to get them to support you. It's really about you giving them the space to be who they are at. Right now it's showing up there's a lot of lack of cooperation or lack of some type of unity within your home space, it looks like. Now, this home space could be work. Sometimes people work in home because they spend so many hours at both, they kind of blur. But I'm gonna go with more so feel like this is home energy with maybe a partner and a child. And that energy may not be that most harmonious, but it comes because you want to make sure that you're not bringing too much antagonism of trying to get people to change and get on your new agenda, but more so allowing them to be who they are, giving them even turning up the love with them, turning up the grace. Your spirituality is going to be tested with how you relate and interact with these two individuals.
Now, I don't have really children, but I do have a husband. And it's true because, like I said, my husband is from a Jehovah's Witness background, and he's been practicing Jehovah's Witness all his life and recently had a setback and was disciplined in the church for some decisions he made, and that did cause some turmoil in the house. And I can see one of the things that I've been battling with is how to maintain my household and the love for my husband, but at the same time explore myself, because the Jehovah's Witness religion, they feel that anything that's not Jehovah's Witness is demonic and pagan and from the devil. So I'm not allowed to freely express my feelings of spirituality. Or, like, for instance, yesterday I had joined a meetup, and I wanted to go this meetup, and they were having a meetup near my home for empathic meditation, and I talked to my husband about it, and he told me, no, not to go there. I don't need to be around those people. So for me, it's learning how to be respectful of him and show him love and support for his beliefs. But I felt like I was dying for many years, and I'm ready to explore my spirituality so I can develop, because I feel like I could help people.
And you absolutely can. And this is why I said this is going to be the work that you have to do. You've got to find, and only the spirit in you are going to be able, no one can give you the answer on how to achieve that balance of respecting your husband and respecting yourself, keeping harmony in your home, but harmony inside your heart and in your life. That's going to be the spiritual work that you're going to have to be the lesson that you're going to have to, with intelligence and with a commitment, to figure out how to make it happen. And you're going to teach the world and other women and other people that have the same issues in their household how to master it and how to overcome it. And that's
okay.
The challenge that's ahead of you. I wish I could give you the answer on how to figure it out, but I can tell you this. You've got to be able to keep peace. You've got to be able to keep peace externally and within.
Okay.
And it's going to be a challenge, but I see you've been able to really do it, and when you figure out how to do it, you're going to bless a lot of people with your story.
Thank you.
You're welcome, my dear. Thank you for sharing your Friday night with us. God bless you with everything.
Bless you also.
You're welcome. Thank you. Well, Patsy, I can't believe it, but we're out of time.
I can't believe it either.
So, you know, last week I did want to be able to offer us a little quick takeaway for each other before we go into the conclusion of the show. So, Patsy, while I'm talking now and see if you have any words for me for my upcoming week, and then I'm going to be tuning in to see if I have a word for you. We're sharing information with other people, but I want to leave this opportunity in for us to receive information over the air for one another. So what do you have for me, my lady? I think we lost my dear friend, Patsy.
Are you there?
Are you still there? Yeah, I can hear you now. We lost you for a minute. We can hear you now.
Did you hear the quote I just said from Mark Twain?
I did not hear it. Please repeat it.
All right, so I'm saying this to everyone as we sign off. It is, dance like no one is watching, sing like no one is listening, and love like you've never been hurt, and live like it's heaven on earth. And that's by Mark Twain.
One more time, Patsy. That was beautiful. I want to hear it one more time. That was really amazing.
Okay, are you ready? Dance like no one is watching, sing like no one is listening, love like you've never been hurt, and live like it's heaven on earth.
Amen. That's beautiful.
That's
Patsy.
By Mark Twain.
That's
so I wish every one of you a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving. And Adam, I will talk to you this week.
Absolutely, Patsy. Happy Thanksgiving to you, Patsy. And I want you to paint and dance, and I want you to smile like you've never been frowned upon.
All right, I will. You too.
Thank y'all for sharing y'all Friday night with us. Y'all have a great night and happy Thanksgiving. We'll talk to you next week.
Night, night.
Good night, everybody.